I'd like to be able to tell you more about World Social Media Day on the 30th of June. That's what I'd like to be able to do. I'd be like to be able to kind of fill you in so that you'd be fully aware of what's happening all the way around the world. But I can't. And I can't do it because I haven't just got time to go and find out. But I can tell you a little bit about what's going to be happening in Cork. And I can tell it to you secondhand because I'm not in the Central Organising Committee. But I'm hyper interested in the idea that social media can be used for social purposes. And that's what on the 30th of June, Margaret Smith and her team, I'll call them her team, she doesn't really own them, they're all independently enthusiastic people, I think. But they include a guy called Ian Armstrong, who did a great video about it. But they're going to have a social day in Cork on the 30th of June. And it's going to be very, very interesting. It's going to be interesting because there's in two bits, right? You have this conference during the day, and that's not the right word. I think it's going to be a kind of a big assembly of things happening at the Rubicon Centre in Cork. And I think there are going to be all sorts of people. Margaret Smith has described it in other audio boos. But all I want to do is keep the pot bubbling along by saying I've noticed that there are people having meetings in Cork to organise things. I think there might even be a meeting happening some other day this week. Margaret went off and had a week's holidays and things went on behind her back. So the pot is boiling. And the good news is there have been, for those people who believe that social is synonymous with getting pissed and going out and having dances and booying on the dance floor and all that sort of stuff that I used to be able to do before I had to take anti-inflammatories. But basically, you know, there's a good time being planned in the evening. Some nightclub in Cork has volunteered itself to be the venue. So you're going to have I hesitate, it really isn't serious stuff. You're going to have social stuff during the day. I've heard various activities mentioned, including kind of politics and juggling and art and audio. I'm hoping to do something about storytelling myself. I better tell Lomani Dot, actually, that I'm going to be doing that because I'd love her to come with me. But so there's going to be these kind of things happening outdoors and indoors in the Rubicon Centre in Cork. But then the more energetic people and are going to be going out in the evening and having fun together. And the whole thing that's a bit different about this is that it is almost set up as countercultural. It is there to counteract the tendency for businesses to get hold of social media and start to doing all these metrics and doing all this kind of reputation management through social media and basically, you know, getting their knickers in a twist about what are the best systems for, you know, counteracting the wrong view about your brand that might be out there and how to get your message across and how to make money, basically. And you have people out there who are basically saying, we can make you a fortune on social media. We can sell you followers on Facebook. We can, you know, we can bribe people to follow you on Twitter. We can fake photographs for you on Instagram, you know, all for the sake of making money, you know. And Margaret Smith is actually a bit of a revolutionary, even though she does need to earn her living like the rest of us and does actually, she secretly, just between us, she actually does work for some corporates and or at least one corporate that I know of, and helps them to do their social media. So she's one of these people who's out there earning money via the internet. But actually, in her real heart, her real passion is not about that. This is my impression of Margaret Smith. The impression I have of Margaret Smith is that her real passion is social. She just likes connecting with people. She likes doing it off air. She likes doing it on air. And she does all this from a standing start of being an introvert. Yeah, she's an introvert. She's certainly not a bit like me. She's not a mad, raving, lunatic extrovert. But she is quietly getting on with the business of loving what this new world of social media can do for us. And I just want to shout it out to you that there's, look what's happened. I have had people contacting me from the UK saying that they're especially coming over to Cork on the day for this. I've had somebody tell me they're coming down from Belfast, and I'm only just one of the people on the very periphery of this thing. But here's another one. You've got a group, got a woman over in Vancouver, Jane Boyd, and she's thinking about doing a link up via Google Hangout between people in the Subcon community, who are a stunning community over there, led by Liz Strauss and Terry in Chicago. But this group of people who are mad into business, but also mad into having fun and giving each other hugs and, you know, getting involved in good, you know, causes that are, and having a higher purpose in life. These people are, there's a chance that there'll be a link up via Google between the live activity in Cork with people on the other side of the world. Now, this could get out of hand. You could have people linking in with what's going on in Cork from Melbourne and Brisbane. You could get people chipping in from Japan and South America. You know, if they had Wi-Fi down in South America. Do they have any Wi-Fi in South America? Does anybody know? Yeah? But and all over the United States and Canada. I bet you we could even get somebody in from Alaska connecting up with Cork on the day. So, you know, I'm just sort of around the periphery of it, but I'm a kind of cheerleader and celebrating the great job. I wish I could give you a whole stream of names of the people who are involved in organising it, because it certainly isn't Margaret Smith and Ian Armstrong and nobody else. But there's a whole load of enterprising people. I mean, I think they're mainly women, but to be truthful, I might be wrong about that. And it doesn't, so long as there are plenty of women there on Saturday the 30th, I'll be pleased, because I get bored if it's only all men. So there we are. Anyway, big shout out for World Social Media Day on the 30th of June. You know, you don't have to be there. You just have to connect with it. There we are. Bye bye. Oh, yes, I nearly forgot. The hashtag to find out what's going on, because I can't even remember what the Twitter account is a hashtag S for sugar, M for mother, D for day, Cork. And you can spell that yourself. Bye.